Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. It's time for us to talk a little hunting or fishing or outdoors in general. I thought today we would spend our time and talk about muzzleloader seasons, especially late season muzzleloader hunts for white-tailed deer. You know, in a lot of states, the season for muzzleloader-only hunts is scheduled late, a lot of times after the general season, the rifle season for deer. And such is the case in many counties in Texas where I live. I did a newspaper column. My column runs in about 32 papers, newspapers now, and the column for this week is, why would I get excited about a late-season muzzleloader hunt? And the crux of the article is states the fact that, you know, I could have been hunting with a muzzleloader, or anyone else could in, that lives in Texas and many other states, throughout the rifle season. In other words, you could use a muzzleloading rifle from early November when the rifle season opened right on up to the close of the season. But in many counties in Texas and other states, there's a late season muzzleloader, a muzzleloader season for deer. Now in Texas, in a bunch of counties, it opens January the 2nd through the 15th, I believe. And this gives us an opportunity to for one more opener, you know. So in my column, I talked about the reason I like a late season muzzleloader hunt is it's one more opening day that I get to enjoy and prepare for. Now, the past couple of days, I've had my, got a buddy that lives pretty close to me. I live out in the country, but he's got an actual built a range with a dirt embankment behind it. It's just a good, safe place to go and shoot, and he's got it set up. It is a range. So I take my rifles and whatever I'm going to be shooting over there and make sure everything's sighted in. Well, I shoot a Redemption 50 caliber. Gosh, it's an accurate muzzle loader. I've had this one probably about 4 years, but some of the engineers with Thompson Center years back, about that time, 4 or 5 years ago, branched off and created another company of their own, and they built the Redemption. The Redemption is very, I think TC, it makes a rifle now that looks very much like it, but it's just a super accurate muzzle loader. You know, if you're new to muzzleloading, you have to make a decision. Do you want to go old school and shoot an old Hawken maybe with black powder? Or do you want to use a modern inline and use a black powder substitute? Like Hodgson Powder Company, they make 777. You can buy the loose granular 777, which is what I've used for years and years. They also make the pellets. A lot of people have migrated now to the pellets. You just drop a couple of 50-grain pellets down the bore, and bingo, you've got a 100-grain powder charge. But I like to measure mine with a volumetric measure, and that's just, and I'm not sure that I don't get a little bit better grouped from the granular powders. But the triples, powders like 777, especially 777, you know, very dependable. It's going to go bang every time that primer fires. It makes cleanup so much easier on a muzzleloader than the black powder. I haven't shot black powder since I used to play with the flintlocks 30 years ago. You know, I just went over, there's so many propellants that are good. 777, in my opinion, is, well, it's just a standard that all black powder substitutes are based on. You know, it's one of the first and in my opinion the best. But if you are contemplating a muzzleloader hunt, by all means get out and clean that bore first, do some check-in, shoot it at 100. I like to shoot mine in about 2 inches high at 100, and then out to about 150, your whole center of shoulder. Folks, we're just about out of time. I really appreciate you tuning in to High Plains Outdoors. Next week, be right back here with me. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT night hunting scope.